Imagine, you drop through the ceiling of a municipal credit union vault.
Right.
You've completely bypassed the door alarms. You've cut the power to the main building, and you think, you were totally undetected.
You think you've pulled it off?
Exactly. But before your boots even hit the floor, a computer has mathematically mapped the displacement of your body.
Wow.
It flags a critical threat, and it drops the power to these heavy magnetic door locks in under 50 milliseconds.
Which is, I mean, that's literally faster than a human eye can blink.
Right. You are trapped inside a steel box with sirens blaring before you even realize what happened. And the craziest part of this entire scenario,
Yeah.
the computer that just caught you isn't even connected to the internet.
Which is wild.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today we are looking at a massive, massive paradigm shift in high-stakes physical security.
We really are.
And we've got an exclusive look at this confidential internal document to guide us through it.
Yeah, so we are looking at the Municipal Citadel Security Bundle, also known internally by its ZU, which is SOVBNDL Citadel.
Catchy name.
Right, very corporate. But this is a highly specialized joint venture created by Privada Inc. and the Dereticular Operations Division.
Okay.
And it essentially represents this profound rejection of the technology trends we've seen over the last decade.
It's a complete 180-degree turn. I mean, we are so used to the cloud, right?
Yeah.
You put up a camera, it connects to your Wi-Fi, it beams video to a server in California somewhere, and you get a push notification on your phone.
Exactly. That's the standard now.
But today, we're looking at a system that severs that invisible web entirely. And just to set the scene for you, this bundle comes with a price tag of $2,499.
Which gets you a perpetual license and a very serious suite of hardware.
Yeah, they aren't pitching this to homeowners. This is strictly for, municipal IT directors, police chiefs, credit union managers. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Okay.
Because if I'm a police chief, why aren't standard high-definition internet cameras good enough anymore?
Well, it really comes down to a core philosophy that's actually quoted directly on their WooCommerce product page. It says, "True security doesn't live in the cloud."
Okay.
When you rely on an internet-connected system, say like a Verkada or a Ring setup, for something as sensitive as a police evidence
Or a
room,
town archive, yeah.
right, you introduce this massive attack surface.
Yeah.
You're dependent on a fragile local internet connection, the routing infrastructure, and the servers of a distant tech company.
You're essentially trusting a third party with the keys to your most critical physical spaces.
Exactly. And that means you are vulnerable to internet outages, server-side data breaches, or even remote tampering by a bad actor halfway across the globe.
Which we see in the news all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So for high-value community assets, relying on an external server for physical security has just become a non-starter in these industries. The Municipal Citadel forces everything back to the edge.
And edge computing, just to clarify, that means the processing happens locally right there in the room rather than in a distant data center.
You got it. All the heavy lifting happens on-site.
I understand the security appeal, I really do, but I have to push back on this a little bit. We're giving up all the convenience of the cloud.
We are, yeah.
So if a detective needs to review security footage of an evidence room on a Sunday night, they literally have to drive to the precinct in their pajamas, log into a local terminal, and put it on a thumb drive.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, in 2026, that sounds like a massive step backward.
It sounds like it, but that physical friction is entirely by design. The creators of the Citadel argue that convenience is actually the enemy of security.
Interesting.
When you can access a live feed of a vault from a smartphone at a local coffee shop, well, so can someone who steals your session token.
That makes me think of an analogy. A standard smart camera is basically like a security guard who has to call headquarters on a spotty cell phone before doing anything.
That's a great way to put it.
Like, hey, I see someone, what do I do? They are paralyzed without that connection. The Citadel system, on the other hand, is like a guard who has absolute authority to make the final call right there in the room, completely isolated from the outside world.
That is a perfect framework for understanding edge computing. But to be that autonomous guard, you need serious local brains.
Right. You need hardware.
Exactly. And that brings us to the Sovereign Sentry Pro. This is the ruggedized edge compute node that serves as the literal brain of the Citadel.
Okay, what are the specs on this thing?
It's running an Intel i3 and 305 processor, 32 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 terabyte NVMe drive.
Okay, wait, let's break those specs down. Because at first glance, an Intel i3 sounds like a budget laptop chip.
It does, yeah.
Why are they using that for a high-stakes security brain instead of some massive, power-hungry server processor?
It's all about the physical environment. A police evidence room, or like a utility closet, isn't a temperature-controlled server farm.
Right.
It's dusty, it's cramped, things get knocked around. The i3-N305 is an incredibly efficient, low-power chip. It generates very little heat.
Which means no fans.
Exactly. The Sentry Pro can be completely fanless. It's a sealed, ruggedized box with zero moving parts to suck in dust or break down over years of continuous use. But it's still highly optimized to run complex AI vision and industrial logic concurrently.
And what about that storage? You mentioned a 1 terabyte NVMe drive. For anyone listening who isn't building custom PCs on the weekend, what makes an NVMe drive different from, like, a standard hard drive?
So a standard hard drive uses spinning magnetic platters, which introduces physical latency.
Because it literally has to spin to find the data.
Right. And even older solid-state drives are bottlenecked by the cables connecting them to the motherboard. NVMe stands for Non-Volatile Memory Express.
Okay.
It's a storage drive that slots directly into the motherboard's high-speed lanes. The read and write speeds are exponentially faster.
But because there's no middleman cable.
Exactly. When you are trying to analyze 3D spatial data and trigger a physical lockdown in sub-second time frames, you cannot wait for a spinning disk to fetch a line of code.
Speed is survival in that scenario. But the software is where this isolation really gets locked in. The document mentions something called an air gap entitlement.
Yes.
And it involves the standard Privada daemon. First off, what is a daemon in this context?
A daemon is basically a computer program that runs as a background process, rather than being under the direct control of an interactive user.
So it's just always running quietly.
Exactly. It sits there silently, constantly monitoring the hardware and software states. Normally, commercial security software uses a daemon to constantly phone home to a licensing server.
Right. Checking if the bill is paid.
Right. It checks in every few hours to verify, yes, this customer paid their subscription, keep the software running.
Which means if the internet goes down or the company goes out of business, your security system eventually just bricks itself.
Exactly the problem they are solving here. The Citadel comes with a specialized cryptographic license bypass for that daemon.
The air gap entitlement.
Yes. This air gap entitlement allows the entire system to operate indefinitely in what they call island mode. It never, ever pings the external Privada ledger.
So if normal software phoning home for a license check is like a bouncer constantly checking a guest list with the club owner every night,
yeah.
The air gap entitlement is like giving that bouncer absolute unquestioned authority to run the door for life without ever calling the boss again.
A very apt comparison. And to ensure that zero trust environment isn't compromised before the box even arrives at your building, the fulfillment process at Privada is remarkably intense.
How so?
Well, over at their Node 3 and Privada Labs warehouses, they don't just toss cameras and computers into a cardboard box. During the pre-shipment calibration test, the specific cameras in your order are physically bound to your Sentry Pro's MA address.
An MA address being the unique physical fingerprint of a network chip, right?
Yes, the media access control address. It's a permanent identifier, hard-coded right into the network interface. The warehouse pairs the camera's MC address to the node's MC address.
So they only talk to each other.
Exactly. It creates an exclusive cryptographic handshake.
Meaning if I'm, say, a rogue employee at a shipping company, I couldn't intercept the package, swap the Privada camera for one that I secretly bugged, and send it on its way.
Nope.
The Sentry Pro brain would see a different MC address and just refuse to talk to it.
It's plug and play, zero trust verification. Once that bond is made, the entire system is shipped in a tamper-evident Pelican-style hard case via secure courier.
That is serious.
What's fascinating here is how this architecture completely revolutionizes the legal chain of custody. Because there is no cloud, all subpoenaed evidence, all video footage, all access logs, they are written directly and exclusively to that encrypted NVMe drive on the Sentry Pro.
Which brings us back to my Sunday night detective. There is no email with a download link. They must physically go to the room, access the local dashboard over an isolated, hardwired municipal VLAN, and retrieve it in person.
It creates an undeniable physical chain of custody that a defense attorney would have an incredibly hard time breaking.
Okay, so we've established where the brain of the Citadel lives. It's an ultra-fast sealed box acting in total island mode.
Yes.
But a brain is completely useless without eyes. How does the system perceive the world because standard security cameras are, you know, famously easy to fool.
They are.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The sensory equipment in the Privada Sentinel kit. The centerpiece isn't even a traditional camera.
No, it's not.
It's a 3D Point Pillars LiDAR module. How does LiDAR change the game here?
It fundamentally changes what it means to actually see a room. Standard cameras rely on the visible light spectrum. They need ambient light to reflect off an object and hit a sensor.
Like our eyes do.
Right. And that means they have inherent, easily exploitable weaknesses.
Mm.
A thief can cut the power to the lights, fill the room with smoke, or simply shine a high-powered laser pointer directly into the camera lens to overwhelm and blind the sensor.
Like you see in heist movies.
Exactly. But LiDAR bypasses all of that.
Because it's generating its own light.
Specifically, it fires thousands of invisible laser pulses per second and measures exactly how long it takes for those pulses to bounce back.
Oh, wow.
By doing this, it creates a real-time, high-resolution 3D topographical map of the room. It doesn't care if the room is pitch black or filled with tear gas. It isn't looking at a picture. It is measuring physical geometry.
And the installation process for this is wild. It relies on something called the Golden State calibration.
Yeah, so when municipal IT installs the Citadel, they use the local dashboard to map out a designated safe zone. They're establishing a volumetric baseline.
Okay.
Essentially, they tell the system, hey, take a highly detailed 3D scan of this room while it is perfectly safe, totally empty, and secure.
The Golden State.
Right. Once that mathematical baseline is locked in, the LiDAR actively scans the room, looking for any physical mass displacement larger than 2 millimeters from that Golden State.
2 millimeters? That is incredibly precise.
It is.
You couldn't even slide a thick envelope across a desk without the system knowing the geometry of the room had changed.
The source document actually provides a highly specific scenario for why this volumetric math is superior to a camera.
Yeah.
Imagine our bad actor again.
Okay, the ceiling guy.
Right. They bypass the traditional magnetic alarms on the vault door by simply cutting a hole through the ceiling. A standard camera, operating in the dark, looking for pixel changes, might completely miss a piece of drywall dropping to the floor.
Definitely.
But the LiDAR detects that 2 millimeter volumetric change, the absolute millisecond, the ceiling tile begins to move.
It's essentially mathematically mapping the empty space. And the moment a foreign object occupies that space, the system just knows.
Instantly.
But LiDAR is just one half of the sensory package. The bundle also includes a multispectral PTZ camera, pan, tilt, zoom. And they use this for a feature called spectral provenance. I had to read this section twice because it completely blew my mind.
It's a brilliant application of technology for archive defense. Let's say you are securing a town archive that holds invaluable historical documents, or a police lockup holding a highly specific piece of physical evidence.
Like a weapon or a ledger.
Exactly. The PTZ camera doesn't just stare at the door. It is programmed to routinely pan over and optically zoom in on those specific high-value items sitting on a table or in a display.
Okay.
But it isn't just taking a high-resolution photo. It uses multispectral vision to verify their spectral provenance.
Okay, break that down for me. How does multispectral vision work in this context?
So the camera sensor can see wavelengths of light far beyond what the human eye can perceive, specifically dipping into ultraviolet and near-infrared bands.
Right.
Different materials absorb and reflect these non-visible wavelengths in very unique, distinct ways. So the system takes a multispectral scan of the authentic document during that Golden State calibration.
It memorizes it.
Yeah. It records exactly how the microscopic pigment of the ink and the weave pattern of the paper reflect UV and infrared light.
That's crazy. It's like an automated, high-tech version of a cashier using one of those counterfeit detector pens on a $100 bill, but scaled up to an atomic level.
Exactly the same principle, but vastly more sophisticated. If a sophisticated thief manages to gain access and subtly swaps out a historical town charter for a visually perfect forgery they printed that morning,
a human guard wouldn't notice.
Never.
Yeah.
But the moment the PTZ camera runs its routine scan, it sees that the modern printer ink absorbs ultraviolet light completely differently than the 19th century iron gall ink on the original.
The spectral signature is wrong.
Exactly. The physical makeup of the object doesn't match its Golden State. It catches the forgery instantly.
Wow. But this brings up a crucial logistical problem. Seeing a forgery or seeing a thief drop through the ceiling, that is completely useless if the system just records it happening to a hard drive. It takes a human security guard watching a monitor minutes to realize a breach is happening, verify it isn't a glitch, pull up the protocol, and figure out what button to push.
By then, the thief is out the back door.
Exactly. Which logically leads us to the most aggressive part of the Citadel, how it acts on the sensory data. We are moving from passive observation to active physical countermeasures.
And this is where the software architecture splits the workload. Inside the Sentry Pro, you have two different software engines running simultaneously.
Okay.
First is the Vault Warden image. This is the AI vision, the system processing the LiDAR point clouds and the multispectral analysis. Then you have the OpenClaw Foreman image. This is the industrial logic controller.
So the brain that sees and the hands that do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the entire rationale for putting a ruggedized server in a dusty evidence room instead of using the cloud is about eliminating latency.
Right, getting rid of that delay.
When the LiDAR detects that 2-millimeter mask is placement in the ceiling, the Vault Warden doesn't send a video clip to a server for analysis. It instantly passes a critical threat flag internally to the foreman.
Okay.
And the foreman is hardwired to an opto-isolated 8-channel relay board.
Hold on, I want to clarify that term. I know a relay board is basically a series of heavy-duty digital switches that can handle high voltage.
Right.
But what does the opto-isolated part mean? Why is that important?
So opto means optical, referring to light. When you are connecting delicate computer processors to heavy 24-volt magnetic door locks or industrial sirens, you risk electrical feedback.
Like a surge.
Yeah. If a thief intentionally shorts out the door lock with a high-voltage taser, that power surge could travel up the wire and literally fry the computer brain.
Oh, wow.
An opto-isolated relay uses a tiny internal boom of light to throw the switch. The computer turns on a microscopic LED, a photosensor sees the light, and engages the heavy lock.
That is so smart.
Right. There is literally zero physical electrical connection between the high-voltage door and the low-voltage brain.
That is brilliant. It uses light as an impenetrable firewall against electrical sabotage. So the foreman receives the threat flag, and it drops those opto-isolated relays. It cuts power to the magnetic locks, instantly slamming the heavy vault doors shut and triggers the sirens.
Exactly.
And we need to emphasize the sheer speed here. This is the real aha moment of the document. How fast does this entire sequence happen? From the drywall falling, to the LiDAR detecting it, the AI processing the threat, the foreman dropping the relays, and the vault doors sealing.
Under 50 milliseconds.
50 milliseconds. That is the reaction time we were talking about at the beginning. You drop through the ceiling, and before your feet touch the floor, the system has mapped you and locked you in.
No internet ping, no human verification.
It is entirely autonomous, brutally efficient, and terrifyingly fast, which naturally introduces a whole new set of severe real-world problems.
It definitely does.
So what does this all mean for the people who actually have to work in these buildings? Because my immediate thought is, if an autonomous computer can slam a steel vault shut in 50 milliseconds, what happens when I am in there sweeping the floor and a transformer blows down the street?
Right.
Does the AI panic? Is the system just a giant, expensive death trap waiting to malfunction? The document addresses this directly in a section called the Risk Register, detailing how they balance sub-second autonomous lockdown with basic human safety.
Essential stuff.
Let's start with that power outage scenario.
Okay, so they've documented that under risk, RPWR02, targeted power cut, they assume a sophisticated crew will cut the main power to the municipal building before entry.
Standard protocol for a heist.
Right. But the Sentry Pro architecture anticipates this. It runs entirely on 12-volt DC power. The installation requires it to be wired to a local UPS, an uninterruptible power supply or battery backup.
Okay.
Because the compute node is so power efficient, the system stays fully armed and operational for days on battery alone.
Wow, days.
Yeah. And if the local network switch dies from the power cut, the node fails over to an optional Nomad LTE link.
An internet connection.
Well, it doesn't use the LTE to send video that uses too much data and power. It just uses it to blast out encrypted text alerts to the police chief's phone.
Okay, so it survives a power cut.
Yeah.
But what about the opposite problem? What if there's a fire in the building? If the Citadel is designed to trap intruders by dropping the relays to the magnetic doors, does it trap innocent employees inside a burning archive?
Obviously a huge concern.
That sounds like a catastrophic building code violation.
That is risk RCODIS01, fire code violation. And the mitigation here relies entirely on the human element during installation. The Industrial Foreman Installation Guide explicitly requires a certified low-voltage technician to wire the door relays in a fail-safe configuration rather than fail-secure.
Meaning that if the relay loses all power, the default physical state of the lock is to open, not stay locked.
Correct. Furthermore, the relay board must be physically tied into the building's legacy fire alarm panel. The hierarchy of logic is absolute here.
So the fire alarm beats the AI.
Exactly. If the fire alarm panel detects smoke or a pull station is activated, the life safety hardware physically overrides the security logic. It cuts the power loop, the magnetic locks release, and people can evacuate, regardless of what the Citadel AI wants to do.
That makes perfect sense, life safety over asset security. But what about human error on a normal Tuesday? Risk R False O2 addresses the janitorial trigger.
Yeah.
What if the cleaning staff just needs to mop the floor of an armed evidence lobby? We don't want the Citadel throwing a 50-millisecond lockdown and deafening the janitor with sirens because they moved a chair into the LiDAR's safe zone.
To prevent that scenario, authorized personnel use a physical tool called a sovereign maintenance key.
Okay, what is that?
It is a highly secure, cryptographic USB hardware key. When the cleaning staff or an auditor needs to enter the space, an authorized IT manager inserts this physical USB key directly into the SentryNode's chassis. That cryptographic handshake temporarily places the room in maintenance mode. It disarms the active relay countermeasures so doors won't lock, while the vault warden continues to silently record all visual data and access logs to the NVMe drive.
So there are mechanical fail-safes, life safety panel overrides, and physical cryptographic keys.
This raises an important question, though. Look at the immense burden of responsibility being placed on local personnel.
Right.
This system bridges cutting-edge, sub-second AI with heavy-duty industrial hardware. Privada provides the tools, but the installation requires a municipal IT administrator and a local electrician to flawlessly interface this AI with complex local fire codes.
Which is terrifying if you think about it.
If the technician wires that relay backward, making it fail secure instead of fail safe, the AI could inadvertently trap someone in a burning room.
The stakes are incredibly high, and it requires a level of local expertise that many small municipalities might really struggle to maintain. It really makes you step back and look at the core value proposition of the Municipal Citadel.
It really does.
In an era where every piece of consumer technology is obsessed with the cloud, where your doorbell, your refrigerator, your baby monitor all want to constantly stream data to a server thousands of miles away.
It's everywhere.
This product is a profound, almost violent shift in the exact opposite direction. It is actively trading the convenience of mobile apps and offsite backups for absolute air-gapped sovereignty.
It redefines what it means to truly secure a physical space. It proves that for the most critical civic assets, true security doesn't rely on a Wi-Fi connection and a cloud subscription.
Right.
It relies on volumetric math, local edge computing, and heavy physical relays that are completely isolated from the outside world.
It's a fascinating look at the bleeding edge of security, and it leaves you with something pretty wild to think about. Yeah. Right now, this $2,500 system is highly specialized. It's strictly built for government archives, police evidence rooms, credit unions.
It's very niche right now.
Exactly. It's niche. But as digital trust continues to erode globally, and as we see more and more headlines about massive cloud hacks, internet outages, and smart home systems being compromised, how long will it be until everyday citizens demand this level of autonomy?
That's the real question.
How long until you want a localized 50-millisecond citadel mapping the volumetric baseline of your own living room, completely immune to internet outages? And the truly provocative thought is this.
Yeah.
If consumers do get their hands on this kind of active physical defense AI who's legally and morally responsible when a perfectly calibrated machine decides entirely on its own to lock the doors, suddenly that comforting invisible web of the cloud doesn't look so bad compared to being trapped in your own home by an unyielding algorithm. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.